Greetings in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ to all of you. I enhance to... I enhance the greeting from Pastor Kentaro Lee as well as the session member of Calvary Batam BP Church. We are thankful to be here. I'm and my wife over there. We come yesterday in the morning. And before I share with you about the work in Tanjung Balai Karimun, let me share with you about my salvation calling as well as the call to service by God. I was born into a Christian family. Since my young age, my parents often encouraged myself and my siblings to go to Sunday school. They even forced us to go if we were lazy to go. I could see how my parents care about our spiritual life, and probably they also wanted us to understand that going to church is very important for every Christian. After I completed my secondary school, I was sent to a Catholic school, which was my mother's alma mater. For your information, there are quite many Christians in Indonesia do not really know the significant difference between Catholic and Christians. And my mother is one of them. My mother was a Catholic before she married my father. So that is why she sent me to Catholic school. This school is located in North Sumatra, and I had to stay in dormitory for 3 years, completing my secondary level. During my studies in this Catholic school, I was taught about Catholic quite deep. And so much so, I once wanted to become a Catholic after seeing how they worship quietly and reverently. But I never dared to tell my father, but I kept on becoming an ignorant Christian. After finishing my secondary level or my high school, I went into another Catholic school. But this time I did not stay in dormitory, but in my mom's sister's home. During my high school period, I would say that I was really far from God. I seldom attend Sunday service, never read my Bible. I even did not pray before I took my meal. I totally had no desire for spiritual things. I also was addicted to gambling, and I had used my school fees for 3 months just for gambling. Then I entered into university, and it only lasted for about one semester because I fought with one of my lecturers. I called my parents and told them that I want to quit and do not want to study anymore. After that, I returned back to my hometown, to Tanjung Balai Karimun, and helped my parents working selling second-hand stuff for about 3 years. On December 2010, there was a group of students came from Calvary Batam Bible College for a mission trip. They visited many churches and gave out flyers introducing the Bible College. It happened that they visited the church of my friend, whose father is a pastor. This friend of mine was very zealous to serve the Lord, and he was very excited to go to Bible College too. However, he did not want to go alone. Therefore, he asked me to go with him. I have refused him for several times and told him directly and plainly that I was not interested to go. But he was very persistent, and he kept on coming to my home talking about the same thing. I had to hide from him whenever he came. Witnessing his persistence, my heart was moved by the Lord. But though I was willing to go, I did not feel that I was called by the Lord. In my thought, I was planning that I would go elsewhere finding job if the college did not fit to my expectation, such as a lot of fun or easy study. So February the 7th, 2011, my friend and I went to Bible College in Batam. And somehow I enjoyed the class though the life there was very tough. Nonetheless, in my mind, I did not think to be a pastor or missionary or anything. I was just happy to know more about God and His wondrous works in the Bible. During my days in the Bible college, that I was truly convinced that I am saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ only. Due to bad relationship with friends and conflicts in campus, every semester I wanted to quit. But God held my desire to leave the school. In 2012, our government wanted to evaluate all the Bible colleges in Indonesia, just like all the university. If a Bible college is not able to fulfill these regulations within a year, the school is not allowed to give any degree or certificate to the students who completed their studies. One of the regulations is that we ought to have at least 5 lecturers with THM degree. At the time, our school did not even have 2 lecturers with that qualification. After Pastor Kiantoro announced to us about the school condition, more than 20 students left our school, knowing they will not be honored with any degree, even if they graduated. I was able to think that God wanted me to stay and to serve Him with or without degree. I could have used this reason to leave the school, but I believe that it was not God's will for me to leave. My friends and I, who chose to stay, have the same mind and heart that anyone could serve the Lord even without degree or certificate. So we continue our class as usual. I believe God knew it and He was pleased. In 2014, God opened a way for all of us, to the remaining students, to study in FEBC, Far Eastern Bible College in Singapore. 6 students, including me, took this privilege. But the other 5 students chose to finish their studies in Calvary Batam Bible College. By God's grace, on May 2018, I completed my Bachelor of Theology, and I returned back to Batam, serving there for about a year. Thank God, for last month I got married to one of the graduates from Calvary Batam Bible College. I would say that this is God's providence for me, that He knows I need a helpmeet to start a new work in another place. Now, I want to share about Tanjung Balai Karimun. Actually, my pastor, Reverend Kiantoro, gave us 2 options of place to go. First one is Pancur. Pancur is another place in Batam. But I chose Tanjung Balai Karimun, or rather we chose Tanjung Balai Karimun. Why? Because 2 main reasons. First reason, I have 2 brothers in Tanjung Balai Karimun who do not walk close with God. They even do not go to church. I often encourage them to go to church, but I am in dilemma, because in Tanjung Balai Karimun, as far as I know, there is no biblical or sound church. So on one hand, I encourage them to go to church, and on another hand, I don't have any church to recommend to them. And the second reason is that on the day when Reverend Kiantoro brought up this issue about a new work in Tanjung Balai Karimun, I met with 2 of my friends, my old friends, and then he shared with me how many of their friends converted to Muslim, into Islam. Even there is one family with 3 daughters, 3 of them are converted into Islam. And the Lord moved my heart. I think I should go back to my hometown. And my principal, Reverend Dr. Jeffrey Koo, once said to us that we are the good missionary for our own people. So I think this time the Lord wants us to go to Tanjung Balai Karimun. Now, where is Tanjung Balai Karimun? Now, Tanjung Balai Karimun is located about 37 kilometers southwest of Singapore. It's a small island. As you see, Karimun over there. Let me change the slide, please. Yeah, Tanjung Balai Karimun. Another slide, brother. Okay, this orange area is the place that we want to go to. A very small island. Next slide. The population in this island is approximately about 250,000 souls. I think it's about 5% of the population of in Singapore, people in Singapore. The statistic of the religion in decreasing order population will be Islam about 83%, and then Buddhism 11%, Christianity 4%, Catholicism 1%, Confucius and Hinduism. The major race in Tanjung Balai Karimun, Konghucu, is like a Taoism. Yeah, more like Taoism. The major race is Malay people. Okay, next slide, please, brother. So what is the plan of works in Tanjung Balai Karimun? Firstly, we plan to enter a Christian school as a part-time teacher to teach on religious subject. In Karimun, most of the Christian or religious subject is taught by another teacher who do not have the basic knowledge of the Bible. They just teach according to the book. So there is no passion or heart into it. So they just teach it anyway. That's why I think it is better for us to enter this Christian school to teach as a part-time teacher. And I told my wife that we do not see for payment. We just enter and teach the student over there. I think this is also very good that we can have a link to reach out to the children, even to the parents of the children. And secondly, we will be conducting a children ministry. Last time, the church used to have one school, Awana, kindergarten school with hundreds of students. But now this Awana already given out to the one of the church member. And this school is still running, but the students less than 100 students. And this school is located in the private housing. So we think that we will approach the manager over there. We already approached the owner, and then she support us. She said, you just go there and talk with the manager what you want to do in this school. So we plan to invite all the Christian students and the Buddhist students. I think we will not approach the Muslim, because we will be in trouble, I think, if we approach them. So Buddhism, usually, they are very easy to approach. So we will conduct this children ministry, and we will start it as soon as possible. When we arrive there, we will see the manager and we'll talk about this. And then the third one, we will do door-to-door evangelism. This is the main work of us. So we will go to evangelize to people over there, primarily to the Buddhism, and then maybe the Christian or Catholic. We will not approach Muslim in any way, because otherwise they will bring us into problem. They will report us to police and we will be caught up. And then the fourth is conducting a Bible study group for the young adults at home. These young people or young adults people, most of them are my friends before I came to Bible college. And then I talked to two of my friends last time when I went there. And then they said, it's okay, I think Bible study will be okay. We will attend the Bible study. And then I think this is also very good for them, because most of them will have many times, I mean, they will spend their times outside hanging around doing nothing. So I will invite them to join the Bible study group. And the fifth work, reaching out college students by starting a group of Bible study at campus. This thought came just a couple days ago. Because I remember only one university in Tanjung Balai Karimun. This is a private university, but soon it will change to public university. I already asked one of my friends who graduated from that college, and he said there is no group of Christian students gathering together to study God's Word. And I asked him, is it possible if we start a Bible study group over there? He said, if the Lord bless you and open the way for you, you can start. I think that is very wise answer. We will approach this university and we will try to collect or to call all the Christians, students, and then we can start a group of Bible study at this campus. And the last one, starting a Sunday worship in the afternoon. Why in the afternoon? Because in the morning, most of the churches, they have morning service. And this worship service on afternoon is to reach out them. If it is to reach out them, for them, those who cannot make in the morning service, or for them who really cannot wake up early in the morning. Some of my friends, their main reason always like that. They will say that, I cannot wake up. I fall asleep. So in the afternoon, I think they have no reason.
After lunch.
Yeah, after lunch. So they can come and worship the Lord. These are the plan of works that we want to do in Tanjung Balai Karimun. But all of these works can be only done if the Lord wills to help us. And then if it can be started soon, I think it will be very, very good. And I ask for your prayers to pray for us, because this work won't be easy. One of my friends told me that even the prophet is not accepted in his own hometown. So I think it will be challenging. But I believe, and my wife and I believe, that this is God's will for us to go. Amen. Yeah. So this is all the plan of works that I can share with you. May the Lord bless all of us. Okay. Thank you.
Christians.
Yes.
The Christian school. What is this Christian school?
Methodist school.
Methodist.
Yes, Methodist school.
How long has it been there?
It started about 2008. Just recently, yeah.
2008.
Yeah, so yeah, 2008.
Quite some time. 10, yeah, more than 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've gotten confirmed already as a teacher?
Not yet. This is our plan we will apply. Yes. Yeah, I will apply that to that school. Yes.
When are you going to Karimun?
Oh yeah, we will, God willing, we will be going on Tuesday.
Oh.
This coming Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes. We already pack up our stuff.
Pack your bags already.
Yes.
And where are you going to stay?
We will be staying at my parents' home. I talked with my parents already about this. Yes.
So your parents are Christian?
Yes, they are Christian. Thank God. Yeah. Okay, that's all I can share today. Now,
yes.
I think my wife will share something about this. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good afternoon to all of you.
Good afternoon.
I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Yarni. I'm daddy's wife. I thank God for the privilege given to me to study God's words and to serve. By God's grace, I have completed my study in Calvary Bible College in 2000 and 16. And since then, I have been serving the Lord until today in Calvary Batam BP Church. And also by God's grace and providence, I met Daddy, to whom I married last month. My husband and I believe that God has brought us together, that we will serve Him together. And we do also believe that it is God's will for us to serve Him in Tanjung Balai Karimun. It is my sincere prayer that I might be a helpmeet to my husband in the ministry too. Please continue to pray for us that we might faithful and useful servant of God in the ministry. May the Lord bless us. Thank you.